be mine. Is it better than the state?
Well, this is just a private doctor. I'll be glad to come over and see yours if I can.
Come over and he'll take care of you. I've got some good ones, and he'll get whoever you want from the Naval Hospital down to look at you. And I'd stay away from everybody and not give it to them, and I'd lay up in bed until I got rid of it. I just thought I'd talk to you about the cables and bring me up to date and see how you, what your evaluation was of things. I haven't, I spent a lot of time with newspapers last week. I think I got things a little better shape, although I spent 2 hours with the news magazines, completely off. Times got me favoring Embert, and Newsweek's got me favoring the communist and says I'm getting rid of Bennett and I'm very unhappy with him. Which must be a Newsweek story out of the Dominican Republic. I think it's very important that you and particularly Vaughn in talking to these liberals. He ought to be talking to as many as he can.
Yeah.
Out that we think that Bennett has been very good, and let's don't admit he made any mistakes. Let's just say I don't think he did, as far as I'm concerned. I've got propositions every day, and I tell them they come too late and so forth, and let's try to bolster him up as much as we can, because we just hurt ourselves if we hurt him.
I agree.
Come on in the fall, guys. If any fall guys, I'm the fall guy. I think that I just laugh at him and say, as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad to take any blame you can from the president, but unfortunately you weren't at the meeting when it was made. That the president and Rusk and Ball and McNamara, and they did ask a Latin American desk and you to survey what their judgment was, and you did, and you came to the agreement that they had already reached.
Don't you worry about me, Mr. President. I
just don't want them to whip people around me, and I think that they're trying to do that with you and with Bennett particularly, and maybe with Vaughn. Not so much Vaughn yet, but I would see that you and Vaughn find reasons to point out that Bennett's a Phi Beta Kappa, one of the best men in Latin America. He notified us in advance that this thing was a problem. We knew it when we sent him there. We sent him there for that purpose. He did a good job. Our objectives have largely been met. We evacuated our people without incident. We landed our troops without incident. We evacuated 3,000 or 4,000 nationals from other countries without killing anybody. We did lose 18 lives that the rebels' snipers got, but we have brought about a ceasefire, and we have got some extra troops in there. And as soon as Latin America and OAS can act, well, we'll be glad to yield to them. Now, I told McNamara yesterday, I thought we ought to seriously consider it. As soon as this general gets in there and gets charged and he and Palmer start functioning, just move 12,000 of our people out on those ships. Just say, we're going to leave 10,000 here for the Inter-American forces, our contribution. And if they need any more, they can call on them when they need them. And just put them out there where they're 30 minutes away, but where we can bring them in if Palmer would recommend it. Have you given any thought to something like that?
Well, I think something like that would be good. I don't think we need, with the countryside, I think we needed those troops there for a while because we didn't know what was going to happen in the country. But now that we're where we are, I think the danger is much, much less. And I think we could do with that if the military do.
Well, we'll see what Palmer says. Let McNamara check it. If he does, I think that might be one of our actions.
Okay.
What is your judgment? How do you think this thing's likely to run today and tomorrow and this week?
Well, with light sniper fire from the rebel side, probably Mora coming up here with a plan. This is the way I would like to see it go. Getting a strong team headed maybe by the Brazilian foreign minister, if he'll go, to go down there and negotiate this out and give it an OAS flavor. I think that's the wise way to play it. And get out of begin to play down our own unilateral role, either in the negotiations or otherwise. I think we ought to be thinking about bringing Bundy and Vance back pretty soon.
You don't think if there's anything going to come out of negotiation with either side, do you?
No, I don't. I think you summed up our feelings early in the game when you said you didn't think these negotiations had a 30% chance. I think it's just about, I feel now about like I did then. I don't think they're ready. It's going to take time. And I sent you over a piece of information this morning.
I read it. I've read all that. I have grave doubts about Guzman, and I don't know what we're finally going to do if he should accept all of our terms. I keep making them a little harder on him about getting rid of all the communists.
I have a strong feeling that this is right, Mr. President. Your instinct is right on that, and that we ought to be thinking about this is kind of a maneuver, which is all right if we think of it that way, and maybe trying to build something around somebody else when the time comes, and under the OAS tent.
Well, can you find anybody that you might slip them a name?
Well, we can. There are people around there probably who are not either Balaguer or Bosch that you could build around. I think they'd have to look pretty hard. I can't suggest anybody now, but somebody on the ground could find them. I don't think we ought to become married to this this guy Guzman, because I just don't trust Bosch to fight the commies. And what I'm afraid of is that Bosch is trying to get us to put him in power and to destroy the army so there'll be nobody to bother him. And then once he takes control, I think we might be in deep trouble. That's my own feeling about it. That came out strongly when I was down there on the ground, and everything I've read since I got back tends to confirm this in my mind.
I'm also afraid that he'll change the cabinet. If it weren't pro-commie, it would be after he's in there a month.
That's why I was arguing hard the other day for maintaining the armed forces, which under their present leadership, I don't mind if you move one or two men, but not too many. So we have something to fall back on once we get out. And the only people we can rely on there now, Mr. President, on the communist side, are the officer corps of the armed forces. It just isn't anybody else that I was able to find down there that give us any base at all to work against the communists in the future. Now, we've got to do that on the one hand, and on the other hand, try to get them to, I think we can, to quit throwing out governments that are not communist. Got to get them to move towards democracy instead of destroying them.
What was any justification for throwing out Reed?
No, none at all. Reed took over at an impossible time from a political point of view because Bosch had raised the cost. That's a sugar economy. He had raised the cost of producing sugar to somewhere around 9 cents, some people say as high as 11. When the world price went down to 2.5, he was in trouble just because he had to fire people, had to fire a lot of people, he had to impose austerity programs, he made the generals mad by stopping their grafting, he made the rich mad by collecting taxes, and the poor people who don't understand much about this stuff only knew that times were hard. Now, that's what really got Reed. He's a pretty decent guy. Most people that I talked to thought that he had the cleanest, honest, best government they've had there in a long time. But he's gone. You couldn't bring him back. You got to start with a new face. And I don't rule out the possibility of Balaguer, although I think that would cause grave trouble with Imbert. Imbert's afraid of Balaguer.
Why?
And everybody hates everybody down there. That's the main trouble. And
why is Imbert afraid of Balaguer?
Because Imbert killed Trujillo, and Balaguer was a vice president under Trujillo. And he thinks he would let the Trujillistas get to him and kill him and his family. I don't think that's...
How are we ever going to get Imbert out of power?
Well, I think under the OAS... Once you get the OAS down and you've got the right political climate, I don't think it's going to be so hard, Mr. President. If we don't rush it too fast, if we don't insult him so he thinks his honor is involved, if we play it slowly and firmly, we'll find a way.
So you think the best thing to do is just write it out and just say that we're waiting on OAS?
That's my judgment.
And say that we have achieved all of our objectives up to this point, that we have stopped the shooting.
We've done as much as we can to prepare the way for the OAS. They're coming down. We're delighted. We're sort of turning over to them. And this is going to work out better than most people think, I believe, if we play it that way.
All right. I'll tell my doctor to be ready. You get in the car and come on over here.
Now, where do I go, Mr. President?
I'm here to my office, and they'll tell you, Marvin will tell you where to go.
All right. I'll be right over.